Ian Schultz, Patricia Klug's first husband was the publisher of the men's magazine Knave, which some of you may remember was a very low-end playboy, you might say. She was a belly dancer and nude model and wrote a sex advice column for the magazine. After divorcing the publisher, she married John Klug in 1981. He was named the richest man in America in 1989. In 1990, Patricia Klug got over $100 million in a divorce settlement, then managed to burn through it all over the next 20 years. That's $5 million a year, if I have my math right. She declared bankruptcy in 2011. She had been the richest divorcee in history. Her mansion, mortgaged at $22.8 million, was bought by Bank of America for $15.3 million. And wants to sell it for $16. Donald Trump, a friend of Patricia's, has offered to take it off B of A's hands for $3.6 million. So far, B of A has resisted the Donald's demands. The Donald, being the Donald, has already bought the front yard of the mansion. He's let the lawn go to seed and put up no trespassing signs. Oh, he also bought the driveway. And he owns her winery, the albatross around Ms. Klug's neck that caused her to burn through her money in the first place. Donald has graciously kept Ms. Klug on, and according to Ms. Klug's account in the Daily Beast, quote, Donald plans to open it to the public and make it the most amazing experience in the world. Hopefully it will be the most visited place in America, unquote. So here's this mansion that B of A owns but can't sell because the property around the mansion is owned by Donald Trump. And here's this overstuffed Vanity Project winery that Trump is supposedly going to turn into a Disneyland for the nouveau riche. No rides, just gallons of overpriced wine from authentic barrels imported from France at $10,000 per stave. You know, I read about these people, and I read the opinions that we shouldn't tax the rich because we need to free up their money so they can hire people and get the economy going again. They aren't hiring anybody. They're sicking lawyers on each other. They're jetting to the Bahamas. They're running up cell phone hours. They're hatching grandiose schemes that they'll write off next year. Can't we just tax these people into non-existence? I don't know if it will lower the national debt or not, but golly, I'd feel a lot better if I never had to read or hear anything about these bloated parvenus ever again. And really, America, if I'm going to be broke, please don't irritate me in the bargain. Thank you. I gotta go.